Skiers with giant cowbells strung from yokes over their shoulders strode through Squaw for the opening ceremony. More than 450 volunteers are helping to make the races happen. Scott Norton of Sacramento's one.
The weather. We've had so many bad storm days that we got a nice bright weekend for the races here.
An international event like this might sound like a big economic boost.
Frankly, that's not why we're not doing this. We are not doing this because of economic valuation models.
Squaw CEO Andy Wirth says March is always really busy, so it won't bring in that much more money.
But at the same time, there's value to this long lasting. I look at it more from a 10 to 15 to 20 year, maybe a one or two generation impact.
Local Olympian Julia Mancuso was the driving force bringing the event to Squaw. She says events like this are what inspired her and will inspire the next generation of Olympians.
It's not just a passion for all these girls, but really all of them. This is our job and it's our livelihood. And yeah, we were born to go out there and be really fast.
Squaw estimates that up to 3 million people will be watching the girls go fast on national broadcasts this weekend.